You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa. So earlier this week, the team at South African Breweries held a unique event at their headquarters celebrating their retailers as part of their ecosystem. Now, this is part of the ongoing celebrations that SAB has been embarking on for this year, celebrating 130 years of SAB in South Africa and the work that they've done in South African communities. We're going to take a look at some of that and try and see what lies ahead for the business that is 130 years old. I'm joined on the line by the Vice President of Sales at SAB, Yaku Pereira, to take a look at this. Yaku, lovely having you on the show. The event that took place earlier in the week, can you take us through just some details around that event and why SAB felt it important to have this event?
Thanks very much, Jimmy. We had a beautiful event yesterday at SAB Breweries head office in Bryanston. The main idea around the event was to cheer our retailers, you know, and because it's our 130-year birthday, as a company, we decided to have a beautiful event where we basically invited some of our taverners that's extremely compliant on their liquor laws, which are examples for the rest of our trade to ensure that we trade responsibly. So we did a lot of work around that, and we rewarded some of our customers that's done very good work on that. We flew them down to Bryanston from all over the country, and we just had a wonderful day with our customers to celebrate, their work they do for us, their support to us. If we don't collaborate, we can't make this thing a success, and that's basically what it was about. But I mean, this year is about the 130 years birthday for SAB, South African Breweries, and we're all extremely very proud and excited about it.
Speaking of 130 years, Yaku, you've been at SAB for more than 20 years yourself. Take me through just what yesterday meant, looking at all of the retailers that some of whom may have started out when you started at SAB, some may have been there longer, some may be new, just to see all of those retailers come together and share just some of the impact that SAB has had on their businesses. Take me through just some of the stories that stood out for you with those conversations and what it meant for the business.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's quite exciting for me myself as well. Tomorrow I'll be 24 years in the company. This company has given me a lot, so I'm always very passionate about it. I really love it. You know, the retailers are the lifeline of our business. You know, our beer moves through our retailers. They're a critical part of our business. And we have a vision to lead and grow the beer category responsibly. And as you can imagine, our customers, our retailers have a mandate to ensure that we trade responsibly. And what was really beautiful about yesterday's function was, you know, I asked the question when I did my regional, welcome, and I asked how many of our customers has been trading for more than 20 years, at the same time as me and the customers, there was about half of the customers was more than 20 years. And there was a customer that's been in the trade for 56 years. And what was beautiful is most of the tavern owners was females. They've been running the businesses for 25 to 30 years. You know, they told some stories from starting many, many years ago without a license, where they then gone through the compliance to follow all the liquor laws. They got licenses and they started building the businesses. And a lot of these businesses has provided for their kids' universities, for them to extend their houses. You know, there was a lot of beautiful stories about our customers, they've done well and they feel that they need to pay back to the communities. And there's a lot of our customers that's sponsoring a lot of sports days, school sports fields, club, a lot of stuff that they contribute to their community, because we can only thrive as a company if our communities thrive.
And in those communities over the last 5 years, the SAB team has invested more than 500 million rand into those retailers in those communities and making sure that those businesses do well. Take me through, Yaku, just the importance of that investment. It's more than just saying we're going to give back to our retailers, to our clients, to our ecosystem. It strengthens the ecosystem and surely makes for a better business in the long term. Take me through some of those investment cases.
Jimmy, as you're aware, the last while has been tough, with electricity and water and the basic things we need. And, that number that you're speaking about is only for the last 5 years. So it includes things like, infrastructure upgrades into their businesses, as well as, a massive amount of skills development that we're doing. So, for example, We upgrade the cameras around the business to ensure the safety of the patrons. You know, that's one of the some of the things we're looking at, so that at night there's a safer environment for people. We have also invested in age-gated Wi-Fi facilities that will enable the businesses to trade more efficiently. You know, we also invest in the actual infrastructure of the POC. We call it the POC. It's an outlet, a cabin, for example, where we spend money to make it a good experience. This, you know, for the consumer, you know, and through that, we also, you know, we drive the growth, you know, for that specific POC. And then we basically use that investment from our side just to grow, you know, the communities, you know, the taverns, you know, from their side so that they can give a great experience to their consumer. So we're all about the customer, we're all about the communities, and also we're all about the consumer needs. And through all of this investment, we've definitely looked at all of these aspects, and we've definitely enhanced it over the last 5 years. It's actually, yeah, so it'll be beautiful to show you if you're keen to come with me one day.
I'm always keen for a good trip, and for me, I think it's a different trip as well, given that the SAB business is a business that I'm quite familiar with. It's quite intertwined within the family that I've grown up in various ways, and certainly it has had that impact over the many, many years. Jaco, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts around where we go from here for the SAB business. 130 years is an awfully long time, and to be able to sit back and say we're not done yet, we're just getting warmed up and getting ready for another 130 years, what does that mean for the retailers out there and for the business that you look to continue to support?
Yeah, Jimmy, thank you. So from our side, we work very, very hard from our side to be a dependable supplier to our customers and our communities. I mean, we've been thriving for 130 years. You know, today, well, soon will be the first year of the next 130. We've got some great plans and initiatives, you know, in our plans for the long term. Obviously, everything is aligned to responsible trading. You know, building businesses that's responsible in the market, that does the right stuff, you know, so that there's no harm, but we get growth for our communities over the long term, where, you know, that money can be used for the specific areas to thrive and to grow those areas where our customers is. But as I said, you know, Jimmy, it's something that we will never, ever, ever take lightly. We have a lot of plans, our SAB Sharp campaigns around, you know, just around responsibility of all of us. I love SAB. I've worked there for many, many years, and I still dream of a world where there's no abuse of alcohol and where we play a big part in helping to get that better.
A responsible business, a business that cares about its communities and its ecosystems, and a business that isn't afraid to every now and then say cheers to its retailers. That is South African Breweries celebrating their retailers this week. Thank you so much to Jaco for those insights and for the time. Jaco Pereira, Vice President of Sales at SAB, joining us to take a look at how they continue to grow their business. This interview was brought to you by SAB, 130 years of being committed to South Africa.
Commitment is not just brewing beer, it's brewing hope, it's brewing dreams.
It's brewing a legacy for over a century, believing in something bigger. Commitment is brewing a promise to step up when the nation calls, to brew moments that matter, that bring us together, for you, for the next generation, for 130 years and forever. SAB, forever committed to a future with more cheers.
South Africa, be sharp, not for persons under the age of 18.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.